Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Many people gain between 5 and 15 pounds from Thanksgiving through the first week of January. How would you like to go through the holidays this year without gaining a pound? Does that sound impossible to do? Well, you can do it with the help of our guest on today's This Week in America, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., a world-renowned motivational speaker, author, and expert on natural remedies, easy weight loss, and whole body rejuvenation. Susan has some surefire tips that will help keep extra weight as well as fatigue and depression at bay this holiday season. Let this be the first time that you ring in the new year without feeling overstuffed, bloated, fatigued, and down on yourself for overindulging during the holidays. Susan travels internationally as a frequent radio and TV talk show guest and motivational speaker. Also the author of many books, including her two latest bestsellers, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality, and the companion book, A Hug and a Mug, revitalized with fruits, veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and healthy living extras. Refer to her website to find out how to get autographed copies of her books. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. Great topic today, just in time to save us all from some frustration during the month of December.
Yes, and it's lovely to be back with you. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. And I want to give a lot of common sense, practical ideas today that people can use not only for the holidays, but also year-round.
Well, let's talk about that. Before we start with the surefire tips, tell us how you can help us set the right tone each day for success, not just during December, but year-round as well.
Yes. Now, you and I have talked about this before, but always remember that in the morning, the first 40 minutes sets the tone of the day. I'd say 40 to 60 minutes. So make those healthy, happy, not rushed, whatever you can do. Have a good breakfast, get a little workout in, make your bed in the morning. It's interesting that studies show that simply making your bed in the morning will make you happier throughout the day. And if you set a positive, healthy, uplifted tone in the morning, that will carry through the rest of the day. That sounds like a real prosaic tip, but it really is effective. Make those morning minutes when you wake up as special as they can be.
As opposed to running through the house and frantically trying to piece things together, a breakfast, your wardrobe for the day, what you need to take to work, that type of thing. Plan better and spend wisely those first 40 to 60 minutes in the morning. Let's go through some of the surefire tips. Guide us through this period of time when we really need your advice so we end up the end of December into New Year's Day feeling good about ourselves rather than going, wow, what did I just do?
That's right. So let's start with one. Well, I'll go through about 92 of these, time permitted. Let's make sure during the holidays and also year-round, eat frequently and don't skip meals. Now, I know, Rick, that there's a common strategy, especially during the holidays, to skip breakfast and sometimes lunch, because you know a big meal is coming.
Yes.
So you save up the calories for the big celebration. And this strategy usually backfires because you come to the meal starving and you wind up eating way more than you ever intended. So eating frequently throughout the day on healthy foods helps to eliminate hunger, which in turn prevents overeating. It also will help stabilize your blood sugar, and even a small meal of something healthy is better than none at all.
We're out spending a lot of time shopping, driving around, looking for stores, and going in and spending time in shopping areas. What can we do so that we cut down on stopping at some of those snack places inside the mall or a fast food place on the road and pick up something we really shouldn't be eating? How do we get around that?
Yes. Now, this is in line with that first tip. When you roam the malls for hours or you sit in holiday traffic, that usually leaves everyone starving and vulnerable to the usually bad fast food choices.
Yes.
But remember, I was a Girl Scout. Were you a Boy Scout?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, so we have to be prepared. That's what we learned, right?
Yep.
And if you come prepared to roam around while you're shopping with some crunchy, healthy snacks like apples, oranges, tangerines, celery, carrots, or even a few nuts and raisins, but watch the portion size on those last two because they're more calorie dense. But if you're prepared with some crunchy snacks, you'll be less likely to succumb to the call of the food court or fast food restaurants. Common sense.
All this information and so much more, by the way, on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. You'll find her on Twitter, now XX at Susan Smith Jones. And you'll go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. I talked about those two books and all of the books available on our website. We'll give you that information as we go through the conversation today. This goes back to point number one. We've got a big dinner that we're going to, a party this evening. So I'm thinking that I'm just going to wait. There's no sense eating. I'm going to have a great meal when I get there. Is that good or bad strategy?
Well, you always want to have something before you go out. And basically, you know what foods you need to stay away from. And those foods, Rick, are a lot harder to resist when you're starving and
yes.
Your blood sugar level is low. So an ounce of prevention goes a long way here. For example, maybe a piece of fruit, some fresh veggies, a cup of vegetable soup, a glass of tomato or vegetable juice, maybe whole grain crackers, a piece of whole grain toast with a little jam on it will keep your appetite at bay. And the key here is you try any of those little snacks about an hour before a big holiday dinner, and then you'll watch your willpower soar while your waistline will stay in place and also keep your body hydrated.
Our topic today,
with not alcohol or colas, but with good purified water, that helps willpower as well.
Yeah, people heard hydration and it's like, okay, a liquid of some form. I'm glad you clarified that for all of us. The topic on today's program with Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, is get the most out of your holidays. Simple tips to survive the holidays and year-round without weight gain, fatigue, or depression. I love this one. You go to a little party and you sort of navigate towards the shrimp bowl. That's not good strategy, is it? You shouldn't, like, camp out near the food.
Yeah, like the big buffet table.
Oh, yeah.
And I know this is common sense, but I think a lot of common sense is thrown out the window during these wonderful holidays when we've got a lot of rich food that we love to eat. But putting some distance between you and the food creates a necessary obstacle between you and calories. And besides, you'll have to walk a little bit more to go back and forth between the food and where you're hanging out, and this will burn a few extra calories.
So a little aerobic activity and cutting back on the intake, both are good for you as you go through the holiday season. Here's something, number five on your list is don't just eat to be social. And I think so many of us, I know I do, standing around, you're making idle small talk with somebody and you're just sort of eating and not even consciously eating. You're just eating something, going through the motion as you're talking with someone. That can really pack on the pounds, can't it?
Yes, it can. And remember, again, this isn't just for holidays. It's for all year round.
Yes.
These are good behavioral modifications you can make. So don't eat just to be social. Try to avoid eating just because everyone around you is eating. And if you aren't really hungry, nibble on. Hopefully they have it. If you go to an event, a party, nibble on a celery stick or sip on something that's low calorie. And remember, it's so much harder to resist junk food and processed food on little sleep. So especially during the holidays, you get as much sleep as you can at night, a good 7 to 8 hours, and that will make your willpower soar as well. You and I have had whole shows on sleep where we talked about that in detail. And in A Hug and a Mug, even though that's a title where you think it's all about what goes into a mug, it's all about living a healthy life physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually from head to toe. Half of it's food, but the other half includes all those healthy living extras. You want to look and feel your very best.
As you see all of these articles and all of these news stories on how to live a more healthy lifestyle, sleep is always included in there. Hydration is always included. Topics that we've talked about numerous times on the program. You'll find all of our old shows with Dr. Susan in our archives, thisweekinamerica.us, podcast networks, or wherever you get podcasts. All of the information is there and in much more detail on Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. You use the word process. Let's go back to that for a second. This is something that we hear a lot about, and not in a good way. How do we watch out for processed carbs that we eat probably mindlessly all too often?
Oh, yes. And boy, oh, boy, are they ever addicting. And they're made that way.
Yes.
So it's hard to just have one of something. Processed carbs like bread, crackers, chips, they are everywhere. And even though they aren't always sweet, most are high in refined starch, which converts to sugar in the body quickly. And then, with no fiber to slow its release into the system, they can end up as stored fat on our body. So watch out for those. And it's easier to have that willpower if you get the sleep, if you stay hydrated, if you don't hang out near the food, if you have a little something an hour before you go to a holiday or party or event, or literally in your own home as well.
All of those sort of tied together. Number 7 on your list is plan ahead. You really need to plan ahead, almost a strategy, don't you, as you go into all of the festivities going on during the holidays?
Well, I think it's good to think about this a little bit, like we did when we were Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. We plan ahead, we're prepared, and especially during the holidays, try to plan around where you're going, what temptations are likely to arise, and think about maybe how you're going to deal with them. I often will decide in advance what I'm going to allow myself, and I prepare for it so I don't go overboard. And remember, it's okay to taste things without totally finishing them.
Interesting. So many good tips on the program today. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. The topic, get the most out of your holidays, simple tips to survive the holidays and year-round without weight gain, fatigue, or depression. We are back with Dr. Susan right after these messages. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us this week in America, talking about getting the most out of your holidays. Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., is our guest on the program. I want to go back and talk about sleep one more time. This is so important, whether it's December or any month out of the year. How do we make it a top priority in your life? Maybe set the tone for the day by getting a good night's sleep rather than getting up, you're ready to go for the day, and you're planning your power nap later on after lunch. How do we make it a top priority?
Well, you just, first of all, decide to make it a top priority, but then make your bedroom a very peaceful sanctuary. You want to always have it dark when you go to sleep, let's say at night, and cool and quiet. It's good to have one live plant in the bedroom. It gives off oxygen. It's good to have a regular sleep pattern. Go to bed at the same time at night, get up the same time in the morning. If you sleep with somebody who snores, work on that because you need your sleep, however you can work on that. And then if you get up to use the bathroom at night, like a lot of people do, don't blast the light on bright because that shuts down on melatonin, one of the hormones that help us sleep and have more relaxation at night. Use a faint night light if you need that to use the bathroom. And I've got all my commandments for getting really good sleep. How to sleep like a baby every night in A Hug and a Mug. So many more. you know, in detail and why they help.
And that book, along with all of the others written by Susan Smith Jones, is available on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. You talk about secret weapons, things that we can implement that will really help us through this process. What are the secret weapons?
Well, I think I'll do it in one word. It's fiber. Fiber, fiber. Fiber only comes from plant-based foods. There's no fiber in any animal or dairy products. So not only is fiber supremely healthy and directly related to the reduction of risks for a whole host of diseases, Rick, it's a huge player in the weight loss field. And it also contributes to a feeling of fullness. So you want to consume as many high-fiber foods as possible before attacking any other food. And things like raw veggies, they have sufficient bulk to fill you to some degree before you turn to the high-sugar, low-fiber junk that converts to fat right away.
Our guest is Susan Smith Jones. The topic is get the most out of your holidays. You mentioned before hydration, water. There are different kinds of water, and we should be focused on water, especially to help us quench our appetite as we go through this holiday period. Is there a right kind of water that we should be drinking?
Well, tap water is usually not the best. You want to have some purification system in your home and office. And remember that water is a safe, cheap, and effective appetite suppressant. And often when we think we're hungry, we're actually thirsty. And this is because our beautiful brain requires both water and sugar, and we can confuse the signals it sends us. So the next time you think you're hungry, but you ate not too long ago, drink a little water instead, and if your body wants the water, you'll be satisfied. If not, then eat something. And get in the habit of carrying water with you in a bottle when you walk or drive. If it's there, you're more likely to drink it.
These are all tips that are doable. They are all common sense tips. You'll find them on Dr. Susan's website as well, SusanSmithJones.com. I love number 10, Surefire Chips, is eat slowly. Talk about that, why that's so important, and why it makes so much sense to do this.
Yes, and you know, a lot of people do not understand this, and there are two parts to this. First of all, we've talked about this before, too. Hormones will signal the brain when you're full, when you start eating, but it takes about 20 minutes from start time before you feel it. So slow eating not only aids indigestion, but it also gives your brain a chance to know what the stomach is doing. And if you make the meal last by talking, now here's a novel idea, put the fork down between bites, or just plain waiting, you're less likely to eat on automatic pilot and more likely to realize you're full. And then besides eating slowly, chew your food thoroughly. I often watch people eat everywhere I go. I travel, and a lot of people will chew three or four times and swallow it. And a lot of digestion takes place in the mouth, but you've got to chew, you know, 20 to 30 times and let it get to a more liquid form. So when you eat slowly, you can chew better, and you'll be amazed how much willpower you can generate when you take your time and give your it's called the satiety center, an opportunity to tell you that you aren't that hungry anymore. But here's the flip side, and most people I've ever talked to don't know this. Besides eating slowly, you still want to finish your big meals within an hour of starting the meal, and that's because the body produces a second insulin hit if it senses, Rick, that a lot of food is coming in continuously, and you can avoid that second hit and then the subsequent fat storage that it triggers by finishing within an hour of starting. So let's say you see something that you forgot to eat that you really want with within that hour, well, that's okay. Save it for later. Save it for tomorrow. It will still be there, and you won't be wearing it on your hips.
That's amazing. You see people eat, and some just skip over the chewing altogether and go right to the swallowing. So there's like almost a course you have to follow in eating properly. And it's interesting. The body is a magnificent machine, and as you're talking about it, it really sends us signals, doesn't it? If we're attuned enough to be aware of those, it really tells us when we need more food, when we need more sleep, when we need more hydration.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because it's important for all of us to listen to our miraculous body. It's always trying to communicate with us. When you get, let's say, for example, a headache, it's trying to tell you something. Maybe it's saying that your blood sugar level is too low, or you haven't gotten enough sleep, or you're dehydrated, or you're too stressed out. You've got to listen to your body carefully and then take action. And it's just like a habit we get out of, because we get up in the morning, we're busy till we go to bed at night. We need to slow down a little bit, be quiet, listen, do some deep breathing, all things I talk about in Uplifted and A Hug and a Mug.
Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., our guest on the program, talking about get the most out of your holidays. We'll wrap up talking about hydration and then maybe getting a little aerobic activity in as well. We've talked about this several times. Sort of wrap this all together for us with hydration and how important that is. And you were saying before, which is fascinating, we may think we're hungry and it's really hydration that's the problem.
Yeah, that's right. And keep this in mind, too. Our bodies are 70% water, approximately. Our cells are 70% water. Our planet Earth is 70% water. I don't think that's a coincidence. And every day we need to drink about 8 glasses of water, and even more when it's hot, during exercise, in a dry climate, or in a dry atmosphere like an airplane. And you probably won't always feel thirsty every time you need to drink. And that's because most of us, Rick, have downplayed our water needs for so long that our thirst mechanism doesn't work as well as it ought to. And interestingly, if you gradually work up to 8 glasses of water a day, your thirst response will become more reliable. Now, in addition to good purified water, and keep this in mind, drinking liquids won't do, although a decaffeinated herbal tea, fresh water, freshly extracted vegetable juices, diluted fruit juices can count in your water tally. Caffeinated coffee, caffeinated teas, colas, and alcoholic beverages actually dehydrate the body. They're wet, but they're not water. In fact, they're anti-water. And in A Hug and a Mug, I have a whole chapter about the history of teas around the world, and I go through 30 of my favorite teas. Most of them are, some have a little caffeine in them. Most of them are decaffeinated. And you'll learn some of this, and with scientific studies, about the best teas if you want to sleep like a baby, prevent and heal fatigue, have more energy, help with indigestion, help with depression, metabolism, weight loss. So I want everyone to get into the habit of drinking a little bit more tea. Let's all become a little bit more British. I also give the history of why tea is so important over in England as well. Some insightful things you would never know about tea drinking in Britain. But I'm a huge tea drinker. I have boxes of loose leaf and tea bags in my kitchen. People are shocked when they come into my kitchen. But there are ways to drink tea, so not only can it be calming and promote vitality, but it's like a medicine cabinet. And if you know what you're doing, that this is my tea drinking and everything else I do is one of the reasons in 40 years, I haven't had a cold or a flu. I've never taken any prescription medicine because I learned as a teenager and in my 20s, as you know, from my grandmother, how to live close to nature and use nature to heal the body and keep it as healthy as possible, which I talk about in my two companion books.
And those are Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality, and A Hug in a Mug, revitalized with fruits, veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and healthy living extras. Both those are books available wherever books are sold. Also on Dr. Susan's website, get autographed copies. Great gift ideas there as well, and we'll talk about that here in a second. As we're wrapping up, you talk about the importance of exercise, and that's something we all think, boy, we're busy. I don't know how I'm going to work exercise in today. Not a problem. I'll catch up in January. How important is it to keep fitting exercise in our schedules, especially during the month of December?
Yeah, more important than ever, because you want to keep your metabolism boosted. You want those happy hormones to be secreted throughout your body that will lift your mood and help take away depression. You sleep better when you exercise during the day. You have more willpower when you exercise. Ideally, get it out of the way right in the morning so you have no excuses the rest of the day to exercise. And you'll find that you'll get through the holidays much easier without weight gain, even if you eat more food, if you keep up with exercise.
Wrapping things up on the program, Get the Most Out of Your Holidays, the topic today. What are some of your favorite five tips to get the most not only out of the holidays, but year-round as well, so that we can achieve our goal of whole-body, healthy living? What are your surefire five tips out of all we talked about today? Give us five that we really, really need to remember.
Yeah, so you love putting me on the spot here.
Yeah, no pressure.
So number one, stay hydrated with special teas and purified water. Get enough sleep. And we didn't have time to talk about it, but it always helps to get some sunshine every day. Get sunshine. And if you can fit in earthing, which means outdoors, barefoot, on the grass, if it's not too cold where you are, on the bare earth, you know, without socks and shoes on,
yes.
5 to 10 minutes of that will put you in a better mood and also help reduce inflammation and so much more. On my website in the search bar, put earthing, and you can see this beautiful one-hour documentary. I'm talking to different medical doctors on the benefits of earthing. You can also get a little earthing mat that's very inexpensive and put, you know, at the end of your, on the fitted sheet under the covers on your bed. My feet are on one right now under my desk, my bare feet. So two, I said, don't skip meals. This will lead to overeating and cravings as well as digestion discomfort. Number three, what would I say? Let's say if you're going to a party or an event, have a small meal or protein and fiber before leaving so you don't show up starving and then eat less mindlessly. Number four, it's always good. You know, we haven't talked about this too much, but start the day with a good protein, lots of fiber. And one of my favorites doing in the morning, eating in the morning, is having some leftovers from the dinner the night before. And then sometimes I'll make a scramble of something and put on the top to make it delicious and easy and fill me up and make me not feel deprived. And, well, here's the bottom line. Let's talk about mental health. Remember this, that the holiday season and all year round is about building and creating memories. So don't beat yourself up over a food you ate. Try to enjoy it and enjoy the people around you, because life is way too short not to be kind to ourselves.
Great advice. And again, all of this on Dr. Susan's website, as well as information on her two books that we talked about and all of her books, over 30 that she has written over her illustrious career. Let's close out by talking about the two companion books again, what's in them and how to go about getting them and purchasing them for, they can purchase for themselves for the holidays or a great gift idea.
Yes, and it's a wonderful set. They work individually just fine, but Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality is about mental, emotional, and spiritual health. And it's a way to help relieve depression, have more confidence. If you go to my website and in the navigation bar, click on books, go to Uplifted, you can read multiple reviews. And then, because I didn't want to give you a 600-page book, so the companion book is A Hug and a Mug, all about physical health, body, mind, and spirit from head to toe. So half of it is about food and nutrition and a couple great chapters on weight loss made easy. And then the other half covers in detail other healthy living practices that you can do, from intermittent fasting to cold and heat therapy to how to sleep like a baby, about earthing, about stress management. So together, these are all the gold star secrets I taught worldwide for many decades, and I put them all in two books. Each one is separate. And the Hug and a Mug, you can get Kindle or in a color version or a black and white version. And Hug and a Mug has over 100 delicious, nutritious recipes that you can use year-round.
And keep these books in your library easily accessible. You'll be referring to these quite frequently when you read through these and you want to go back and reinforce something or just go through and find recipes, all of that in Dr. Susan's two books. And talk about, I keep saying this, but it's so true, you will actually take a book, autograph it, and take it to the post office and mail it out.
I will do that. And the way you get autographed copies, and I send them all over the world, as you go to my website, go to books, and either look at Uplifted or A Hug and a Mug. You can see multiple reviews, and you send it right to me, and I autograph the book. I write you a personal handwritten note card. I include a bookmark, and then I go to the post office. I do this once a week. I go out and mail throughout North America and worldwide. And it's nice to have a little personal note from me. And what a great gift you can give to family and friends. And I always think that the gift of health is the best gift you can give, because these books people will want by on their bedside table to keep year-round, to get a little inspiration when you go to bed at night or maybe when you wake up in the morning, to keep you as healthy and fit and happy and vibrant as God created you to be.
And while you're on Dr. Susan's website, remember to sign up for the Healthy Living Newsletters. If you have 10 or 15 seconds, you can do that. They are free. They come every month. Tell us a little bit about that, because this is a great way to find out all sorts of information, reinforcing information we may know or have forgotten, or introducing new information into our lives. It's very easy, isn't it, to sign up for those?
So simple. So simple. Like you said, it takes a few seconds. Cutting-edge health info in each issue. Beautiful photos, all in color. Always include some delicious recipes in each one. And you only get it once a month. I don't inundate you with newsletters. And it's not short, it's longer, so you can come back to it when you have time. I always include some nice jokes and humorous things to get you laughing. Laughter is like the elixir of life. We need to laugh more and not be so serious about our lives. So the newsletters are great, and then right on my website, on the top right, click on my Twitter X, and definitely sign up for that, because I'm always giving out daily well, not always daily, but I maybe three times a week I do a tweet. And sometimes it's a positive affirmation for the day. Sometimes it's a couple sentences on something you can do to inspire you to be healthier that day. And I always have beautiful photos in every X tweet that I send out.
That's X at Susan Smith Jones, and the main website, SusanSmithJones.com. Dr. Susan, a pleasure having you on the program. Great information today. Get the most out of your holiday. Simple tips to survive the holidays and year-round without gaining weight, fatigue, or depression. Interesting, great information today. Thank you for joining us. Come back again in January. We'll get people off to the often the right start for the new year. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. I look forward to our next visit.
And once again, SusanSmithJones.com, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.